This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
I feel like I'm just not in a great headspace.
Why not?
I don't know. I just feel kind of sad.
I know. You've been bored.
You think that's what it is?
I don't know. Why are you sad? Let's talk about it.
I don't know. I know. I feel like we could talk about it with the stoners because I am really, really happy. But I think everybody knows I really struggle with anxiety. And if I talk about too much, I'll start crying. So I just feel really anxious. And I think it's because everything's really good. I'm getting sad already.
No, we don't need to get sad.
Yeah. When I see Brandi, it makes me emotional.
Why?
Because I never just really let my feelings out. But then I see Brandi and I just do. But it's just I just feel like things are perfect, really, really good. And
okay. You're scared for them to become unperfect?
Yes.
Okay. Let's have some therapy, shall we? Here's the thing. Life, and this is what I've learned in my 36 years. Life is just ups and downs until it's over. And there's nothing you can do about it. There is no peak that you're going to reach where it never gets bad again. And there's never, ever going to be a valley that's so low you're never going to come out of it. Not true. So the extremes, like the people that are so sad and can't, you know, they just think they've hit rock bottom and never going to come back up. Not true. Because life is ups and downs. And that's all it is. When you go down, you're eventually going to come up. And when you go up, you're eventually going to come down. No, you don't have any control over it. So you might as well enjoy it while it's good and just let go of this control you have over wanting it to remain perfect because it's not gonna. And life is ups and downs and you just got to ride it. You got to ride it and you're fully capable of riding it because look where you were and where you're at now. So you have all the tools you need to ride the roller coaster of life. And I think you just got to accept there's peaks and valleys and you're on a peak and you need to enjoy it, not let the fear of losing it take away from it.
I know. It's so hard to do. And it
you
gives
can do
me
it.
Such it gives me so much anxiety.
But you can do it.
You think?
I know.
And I keep thinking now while things are really good, that maybe it's a really good time to work on myself. And not placing so much of my happiness on other people.
Well, you can't because everybody's human and everyone's going to disappoint you at certain times. And I don't know. I am all about not giving things so much power that they can destroy me, right? No one deserves that. Not my precious little Azzy girl angel that's sitting here next to me. You just can't give things that kind of power because at the end of the day, you're in control of your happiness and you are the only person that you can control. You can't control other people. You can't control fate. You can't control what's going to happen, but you can control yourself and your emotions and your decisions. And I think that's what you give power to. You got to give power to yourself and not all these other things because like I said, life's ups and downs and there's no way you're ever going to have control of all that. So why waste life freaking out about not having control when you're never going to have it? So the things you can control, that's what you give power to, which is you.
How do you even do that? I'm going to talk to Eamon.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I feel like Dr. Eamon's very good at giving like practical exercises you can do to help like get there.
Yeah, he is. He really is. I just feel like I am just like, I'm strong in a lot of ways, like a lot. But I just have this, that one weakness of putting my happiness into other people.
Yeah. And I think the majority of people do that. I've done it before in the past for sure, especially like in relationships. I think everybody does that to an extent.
Yeah.
But here's what I think too. I think, and I've said this for years for you, it's like, what actually makes you happy? Like, it's easy to say, well, Dom, or well, my kids, or like whatever. But what is it about Dom that makes you so happy? What is it about your kids that makes you so happy? I think if you find the root of what truly makes you happy, you're going to have a better roadmap of like where to go from here. Because I feel like you're kind of in this weird interim place in life where, like, you know, you're career-wise, like, you fucking killed it, right? You've done, like, not to say you can't do more, but like, it's not like you're some 30-year-old that's still trying to prove themselves and still trying to climb the ladder. You're done with that, right?
Yeah.
Love life. You found the love of your life. You married him. He's living with you. Things are great. You've done that. So you're not like striving there. And you're just kind of at this like teetering at this weird place. And you have the luxury of spending your time here on out doing exactly what it is you love to do. And you need to figure out what that is.
Interior design.
I do think that that's like the number one thing I think of for you. So I think you need to find a way to be able to do that more. Because that is truly, I think, when you are your happiest.
Me too. I was thinking it the other day. Like, when am I actually not anxious and in my head and actually really enjoying myself? Like, if I'm really, truly enjoying something, what is that? And it's always working on my house or working on someone else's house or looking at, you know.
You love a project.
Interiors. Love a project.
Yes. Love a project. And so I think, okay, so let's look at that. Like, for me, it's horses, right? But like, what is it about the horses that makes me so happy? What is it about the horses that like drives that for me? And I think you can look at interior design like that too. It's like, what is it about interior design that makes me so happy? Because you really have to dial into like the actual minute thing that drives that happiness to be able to figure out what it is you need to do with it, right? It's easy to say like, well, I love interior design. I'm just going to decorate houses more. Okay, well, what does that look like? What is it about interior design that you really love? Is it the project? Because if it's the project, that's easy. I think you should try to maybe partner with somebody that's going to do more of the logistics stuff with the interior design, or you can just come in and just be creative. Because I feel like that's actually what makes you happy, is like
it is.
A project and being able to be creative.
Yep. Well, maybe that's
it gives
in my
you
future.
Purpose.
We'll see. It does.
I think everybody needs that. Everybody needs something that gets them out of bed in the morning. Like if you wake up and don't have anything going on, no goals to reach, no lists to check off, like everybody needs that. And like, it looks like, you know, some people love a to-do list and love like having like things to check off the list or whatever, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that. But I think like for me with the horses, it's really not the showing. It's really not the compete. It's really none of, it's not that exactly that I love so much. It's the setting the goals, reaching them, getting somewhere together with the horse, right? Like something to work on. Like everybody just needs something to work on.
Totally. I agree with that. And the good thing is like Hopetown is thriving. And I actually do love that. I love being creative and finding stories that, you know, that I want to tell, and that I actually do love as well.
Here's the hard thing about Hopetown, though. You're only in so much control of what Hopetown can do. Because
Well,
after a certain point, it's up to the studio. And you can't control what the studio is going to do. You can't control what the union's going to do. So I think you got to find something you can control, right? And if you have your own little interior design business, you're in control.
Yep.
People should pay me for this kind of therapy.
It's true.
Well, on to more shallow topics. I have cruised through Love is Blind season 5.
Well, don't tell me because I don't know crap yet.
You told me to watch it.
I know. I watched the first episode and then I accidentally watched like the fifth with Miley. But I need to watch all the in-between.
Oh my God. I was sitting here thinking you've seen it all.
No, but we could talk about the couples.
Well, let's talk about it. But now I know so much because I'm through the point where they've been to Mexico on their little vacay. And now they're all back in Houston. Only one of the couples didn't make it.
Oh, shoot.
I won't spoil who, but Only two are walking down the aisle.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But honestly, that makes me really happy because it seems more legit than like they're all going to make matches and walk down the aisle, you know?
True, true. I do think this season is really good. At first, I was skeptical. Like the first episode, I like wasn't sure. But there's a lot of drama that makes it very juicy this year.
I can't wait to watch. I'm going to do that tonight.
Well, who are some of your faves? Like who's a couple of your favorite guys and a couple of your favorite girls?
I just got stoned and now I can't remember their names or what they look like.
Here we go.
The one that I watched out of order was the blonde girl that was with the...
There's two blonde girls. Is it Stacey or Taylor?
Was he a cowboy or something?
Okay, so Taylor. He's not a cowboy.
What was he?
He's like a firefighter or something, right?
A firefighter, like yeah. He is nuts.
You think?
Yes.
Why do you think that?
He cannot be telling her not to wear makeup.
Oh, so you saw that episode.
That is ridiculous. I just do not like that at all. And I mean, I don't even know what he was thinking because she is so freaking cute and really so liked cute. Him. And I'm sorry. I mean, he's a firefighter. That's all I'll say. That's great. But. Like, she is a cute little catch. And the fact that he was saying all that stuff with her was so hurtful. And you know what? I think he really, like, I thought at the end he really wanted to work it out. And she said, hell to the no, see ya. See, that's the kind of balls I want.
She did. I mean, here's the thing, is this whole pod situation, it can only work so many times. Like, there's always gonna be a couple or two where things are great when you're just talking and then you get in person and it's just not the same. Like I feel that way about like trying to date over an app or the phone. Like talking to somebody on the phone is easy. You can pretend to be whoever you want to be and then you meet in real life and things are different.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
And physical attraction is important. And if it's not there when you see that person, I do think that's a problem.
Me too. But I also think you initially need to have some level of attraction to somebody, but I also think people can get more attractive as you get to know them.
I do think that. Yeah,
I really do. From experience, I think that. Mm-hmm. But there has to be some sort of initial.
Yeah.
Attraction for sure. For that to even like go anywhere. Right.
Exactly. So. But anyway, but I need to watch the rest of it. But I have been
I was going to say episode 5 is, I think there's only like 6 or 7 out.
But I didn't see 2, 3, and 4.
Got it.
Yeah. I only saw the first one and the fifth one because Molly was watching it. And so I came over and she was like, Mom, you have to see this. And so I started watching it, even though I knew I shouldn't.
You definitely have to at least watch like the last pod episode where they're still in those pods because a lot of drama goes down between two of the girls. Over one of the guys, and it's juicy.
Who's it over?
You want me to spoil
it? I'm okay to know. I don't care. I'll still go back and watch it.
All right. Well, spoiler alert if listeners don't want to be spoiled, but it's, I'm blanking on the girl.
I know which guy's going to be. Is it Izzy?
That's his name. No, it's not. It's Uche.
Oh.
And what's his woman's name? I can't remember.
But, okay, so the other girl, the Puerto Rican, I mean, she honestly, it was too much. Too much.
Well, it's about to get more, so just prepare yourself.
But he was trying to tell her over on the first or second episode, I think it had to be the first, that he had feelings for others more than her.
Yeah. A couple of guys told her that. Izzy also told her that. She was really into Izzy in the very beginning. But basically what's gonna happen is they're gonna show you some footage on like episode 5 that was from the very beginning that they never showed in the beginning, and they're gonna show it to you in episode 5, and it's gonna explain a lot and it's gonna bring up some drama. So buckle up. You gotta watch that.
Love that.
Uh-huh. All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush it out.
This is amazing.
I'm
so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled NutrafoL.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
I love Love is Blind. I think it's amazing. It's my favorite dating show for sure.
Really? Wow.
Oh, for
I still
a
love
million
Too
percent.
Hot to Handle.
I've never seen that one. Thank God.
It's so insane.
I do love Paradise. I love Paradise.
Yeah. Did you watch
it's
the
really
season premiere?
I haven't. I can't wait to watch it.
You got to watch. What about Golden Bachelor? Have you watched that?
Nope, but I hear it's great.
Really? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, somebody just said to me yesterday, I think my friend Susie, you have to watch Golden Bachelor. Oh, it's so good.
Why did we not make Susie go on that show?
I begged. I was like,
she would have crushed.
Crushed. She is a
catch. She should be the Bachelorette if they do a Golden Bachelorette.
Totally.
That would be the best TV. Can we make that happen?
She is a total catch. She is incredible. She is beautiful.
Incredible.
She's smart. She's so freaking funny. She like is so like she's almost 60 and so athletic.
Athletic, active, social.
outdoorsy.
So dresses so chic. Like, she's everything.
She literally is the absolute total package.
She really is. They should make her the Golden Bachelorette. We got to make this happen.
Yeah, for sure. She is so good. Yep. She reminds me of a Ralph Lauren model. Like, she's totally. Just too good. So anyway, go Suze.
Love that. I know. We got to make it happen somehow.
I know. So what else you been watching?
I binged it. When I tell you that's all I've watched in 2 days, I mean, I binged the heck out of it. I'm excited because tomorrow a new episode of Morning Show comes out and I'm hooked on that.
Okay. Well, let's chat about it. I said I couldn't get through season two. I went back to the middle of season two and started it. I don't know what I was thinking. It's actually incredible.
I loved it.
And season three is so good.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
I love it so much.
When's our next episode out? Tomorrow?
Wednesdays. It's out Wednesdays. Yeah.
I cannot wait. And then it's I started another old show, but I just started because of Brandy. Not the documentary, but the series, The Staircase.
How good is it?
It is honestly hard to watch.
I know, but it's good.
It is so hard to watch, and I'm not completely finished with it. But it's another example, too, is like in Toni Collette's character.
Love
like
her.
Just like dealing with stupid men that you should have left so long ago. I mean, the warning signs were everywhere. And I just like cannot even believe that like I can and I can't. Like, this man is just so beyond horrible.
Yep.
And we can't tell too much because it will give it away. But I'm sorry.
Don't be married to her.
He literally is married to her and is actually, they call him bisexual, but I feel like he's gay. Like that's the type of sexual thing preference he likes. But anyway, just like, so I just can't even, it's hard to watch because I just like, why did you not leave him so long ago? He is such a loser. And then she's the one that's dead and leaves her poor children, and it's just like awful. But I will say the acting in it is insane.
Yeah, it's very good.
It is great, so show. Good. And honestly, the acting in the Morning Show as well. Billy Crudup, is that how you say his name?
Yeah, I like him a lot.
He is a genius in it. It is one of my favorite performances from like I've seen in a long time. He is so freaking good because I think he is right on the money of how those corporations work. And he's so good in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great show.
So anyway, that's what I've been doing.
Nice. All right. There's a Netflix movie that just came out that Justin Timberlake is in that I'm dying to watch. So hopefully this week I can watch that one. I've heard great things.
What is it?
Look it up. It's supposed to be like a thriller, like a dark.
Is it on HBO Max maybe or no?
No, it's Netflix.
Oh, Netflix.
It's called Reptile is the name of it. Yeah, everyone's saying his performance is awesome. So I'm excited about that. Have you seen The Sphere in Las Vegas? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, it's everywhere. Like,
it
literally
is so sick.
I mean, I don't even understand. It is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
We have got to go see a show there.
Is it only for music shows?
I don't know, actually. It's a good question. I'll find out because I got my Vegas contacts. But I remember last time I was there, I saw it from my hotel window and I was like, what is that? And people were saying, no, it's this new venue or whatever. And I was looking at it thinking like venue, like how do they fit people in there? Like, I don't know. It's just it from the outside. It looks very strange. But all the videos I saw from U2's performance, like on opening night, look absolutely freaking insane.
It looks amazing. I'm wondering if it could make you nauseous, like that. It looks
for sure.
And I was stoned when I saw it. And I all I could think about was that I felt like I was in Silo, that movie, that TV show.
Ooh.
And didn't it feel like that? Like
so sick to go see a movie in there.
Brian, I was literally thinking like, it was almost like you wanted to try to walk out into what, like it was crazy. And I was like, ooh, yeah. This feels like Silo.
Yeah, it totally does, actually. From what it looks like the seats are in such a steep angle that if you were up super high, it kind of seems like you could get like motion sick. Like
that's what
like,
I was
from looking down. Yeah, that I don't know that I'd love to be like super high up, but I don't know. It's so cool. I would give anything for my sister to perform there.
Don't even get me started.
Can we make that happen?
That would just be all my dreams to come true.
I know. So there was somebody on Twitter that like everyone's talking about this place. And so there was something on Twitter that was like, tell us who you want to see perform at the Sphere in Las Vegas. And I wanted to say my sister.
Yes, more than anything in the whole world.
But it would be sickening. Maybe we can talk her into it. Yeah. It's so cool. So anyway, fun. I was like obsessing over that this week. And I like can't wait till they release a schedule for who's going to play there. Because you could do some really cool stuff with the visuals.
Yep.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else to talk about this week. Oh, I feel like I've done a lot of things. Like, could you call it self-care? I guess. I've done a lot of things this week. So for the first
time. When are you doing that?
Well, for the first time ever, I went to the dermatologist. Like, I've never been to a dermatologist. And she got like a skin check. And she took like 3 things off my back, froze a bunch of things on my arms. It was so crazy. And nothing like to be scared of, like didn't find anything that I should be scared of, but like, you know, just things that were just to be precautious. But I just thought it was a good opportunity to encourage the stoners that if you guys have never been and you're my age, that you should go because it's just good to get checked. And, you know,
I'm going to go do that as well. I thought you meant self-care like facials and Botox or something like that.
Well, so I did the dermatologist, and then a couple days later, I went to Silk, this place in Nashville I go to for my Botox and stuff, and I got a microneedling treatment, which I think I've talked about microneedling on here before because I love it. And so it's actually the Vivace treatment, which you've done because we went and did that together.
Yeah.
They came out with a brand new machine. So it's like a level up of this microneedling and it's called Vivace Ultra. And what's super cool about it, I'm like such a nerd about all this because I've done it for so long and I'm so into it. But basically microneedling, this Vivace microneedling is, it's the needling, but it's also coupled with radio frequency microneedling. So it like heats.
Question.
Yeah.
Can you also do like stem cells with it?
Yes, they can pull your blood and not stem cells, but PRP, which, you know me, I'm such a wuss that I always decline that.
What's the difference in that and stem cells?
I'm really knowledgeable on like these two things with horses because that's what I deal with mostly. But stem cells is like a level up from that. And stem cells that they can get them from you, but it's a pretty invasive procedure from what I understand.
Ooh.
So if you're doing stem cells, that usually comes from like umbilical cords from babies or something. Like they usually harvest that somehow from other humans versus PRP is your own stuff. So
okay.
I kind of like the idea of the PRP better.
So a very, very like acclaimed doctor told me that absolutely the microneedling with stem cells absolutely can reverse aging in a huge way. If you are consistent and you do the microneedling with the stem cells, that you will see huge change. And because also he, you know, doesn't love that we put botulism in our faces. He says it's absolutely
insane.
Nobody
loves it.
Because he is not a plastic surgeon. He's an actual like doctor who is like curing people of like serious illnesses. And he was just like, it may not affect you, but you're putting poison. Even if it's not in your vein, you're putting poison into your body. And the fact that you atrophy this muscle so much that eventually it will just atrophy as we age. He wasn't loving the whole Botox thing. So he was just saying, but I promise you, if you are consistent and you do the microneedling with stem cells, you will get that effect.
Interesting. I'll have to ask Jen about the stem cells.
Yeah.
But what's so, what I just, but real quick to tie that up, what's cool about the new Vivace Ultra that I really liked is they've incorporated an ultrasound aspect to it, which is why they're calling it Ultra. So they ultrasound your face first to measure the depth of your skin. So they know exactly what depth to put these needles and stuff so that it's getting to the right layer of your skin to work. How cool is that?
Sickening.
Game changer.
I do think because I don't do anything. I don't do any lasers at all. I've never done a laser.
No, me neither. I don't like lasers.
Mm-hmm. I just like all that stuff freaks me. But I do think microneedling is the key. And I honestly should start doing it in my hairline because...
She kind of did my hairline this time. Yeah.
I think it's good for hair growth.
Me too.
Yeah.
She also says she does a lot of scars. And, you know, I have the one on my arm that actually looks really, really good. But she did my arm, my scar. She did my scar and said that she does a lot of patients with like dark scarring and that it actually really helps that a lot too.
Wow. Well, great. Okay. Well, so because I was going to say I have also been doing some self-care, but mine's been horrible crap. I went to the gyno. Which I absolutely despise, but everything came back great. It came back perfect. And so then I was just like, I did say, thank you, Jesus, for like allowing me to be able to have healthcare and go to the doctor. Like I'm trying to, instead of being like, I have to go to the doctor, just be grateful that I can.
So
now I have to go get my mammogram and do a physical at my doctor because I do it once a year. When they squish your boobs, especially now that
I've never done it, I'm scared.
I had a breast reduction, so now I have pretty small boobs.
Is it worse?
Holy crap, it hurt. Yes, it's horrible. Like, it just
worse
yes,
with smaller boobs? Oh, no.
I think so, because they get it all up in there and squish it in the mammogram machine. It's crazy.
There has to be a better way to do that.
I actually am going to talk to my doctor about this because you know that there's a couple of new machines that you can get in and do full body scans, and they are not radiation. And it detects cancer from a very early stage. And it says, including breasts and all this. And so, like, here's a freaking thing about our freaking country. Most people can't afford it because the insurance won't pay for it.
Well,
which is freaking stupid. So we're going to go pay to get a mammogram who, like, this just makes me angry. I'm not well enough educated to be, like, a political and really discuss it. But I do know that it's screwed up. There are people that cannot get health care. Like, it's not okay.
I know.
But this is called, let me look it up, because I would like to do it, even though it seems a little scary. Let's see, Pronuvo. And it is a proactive MRI scan with no radiation. And it scans the whole body and can detect cancer as early as, like, stage one. And so it's pretty incredible. What's the girl's name? Marioma. She did it and they found a spot on her pancreas. It completely saved her life.
No.
Yes. I don't know how you pronounce it. Maria Menounos.
Oh, Maria Menounos. Yeah.
Yes.
I know her.
She absolutely had that done. They found a spot on her, I think it was her her pancreas. And it literally saved her life because pancreatic cancer is so hard to detect. And by the time you do, usually it's too late. It's like one of the worst cancers you can get. And it found it early and saved her life completely. So my thing is why do we not have, why does insurance not pay for this? Like, instead of letting people get sick and then they help, and then anyway, it's just
because they make more money when you go through chemo.
I know. It's so horrible. But anyway, so I'm doing all those fun things these next 2 weeks.
Got it.
So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
They are really
good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute. Well, we need to get into some DRMTs because I'm going to have to leave shortly to go to my event.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
So DRMT it is.
Mama T and Brandy, my name's Riley, I'm calling from the Central Valley of California, lovely. I am calling with a design question. We are moving into a rental house, and we kind of get to do some fixer-ups on it as part of like our rental deal, and the main bathroom is like a very old school with like red tiles, like, everywhere. I mean, it's, like, halfway up the wall. The entire walk-in shower is, like, all the same red tile. Kind of one of those, like, the bathtub's red, that kind of vibe. It's, like, a little creepy. But I'm wondering if you guys have any design feedback that isn't us, like, ripping out the tiles that we can maybe do to make it lighter and brighter and more modern. It's creepy. It's like, it just makes the whole space smaller, and it's really obviously not my vibe. It'd be really cool if it was like blue tile or a lighter color, but it is like a dark red. Any suggestions you guys have are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
I totally get the creepy vibes. It sounds like a horror movie setup.
I know. She said it was a small bathroom, right?
Yeah, and she did say that they're allowed to rip the tiles out.
I mean, it sounds like that's what needs to happen. Mm-hmm. Did she say they're on the walls and everywhere?
She didn't say, but she said everything was red, like that even the bathtub was painted red. But you can paint bathtubs.
Yeah, easy.
Right?
Yeah, you can.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. They need to paint the bathtub white for sure.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
But for tiles... I feel like ripping them out is the easy part, but then retiling is a whole thing. Could she rip them out and do like the stick-on tile?
Well, I was thinking, I wonder if you could stick it on over the tile that's there.
Maybe.
I don't know. It sounds hard. I mean, ideally, you could just rip that floor out, and since it's a small bathroom, it wouldn't take a lot to do, and so it wouldn't be very expensive. But I just have seen quite a few things on TikTok, people painting tile. And I think there's a certain, like, there's certain paint to paint over tile, and it looked really, really good. So that's another option.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that. And then if there's like just paint on the walls, you could wallpaper over it. That would be like an easy, like a lot of people do this, like the easy stick on wallpaper. That could be like an easy solution to get rid of that. Paint the tub, stick on some tile.
Yeah, I think painting the tub white is the very first thing.
Mm-hmm. I also, my friend Chelsea just redid her kitchen, but like did it with things like stick on tile and easy things. And she had like a really ugly laminate floor, and she got these like click together pieces of black and white floor tiling and put them over her laminate. And it looks so good. And you could do something like that in the bathroom. I think black and white floor in the bathroom is cool.
That's really cool. I can't believe she did that over her whole entire floor.
Yeah, she was like, it's not a permanent solution, but for, she was like, I just can't look at the freaking laminate anymore. So
that's awesome. I feel like there is so many things like that that you can find now to really do like high-end things in a really inexpensive way.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. It's from Wisconsin. What do you guys think of picture walls? Is that still a thing, or is that in the past? Or do you recommend like all kinds of small little frames, like mismatched frames, or do you recommend like a couple big ones together? I just don't know what to do in my living room when I'm trying to like redecorate it. I'm debating on like getting some sort of picture wall because I have a couple kids that I want to put up there, or if I should just get some shelves and put pictures on the shelves instead. Let me know what your guys' thoughts are. Thanks. Love you guys. Bye.
I love both options. And also we can absolutely put up some inspo pics for that, because I've also seen where people have put the long, I should get a commission on these LAC shelves on IKEA.
You really should.
Because what I love about them is they're so cheap and they're like 72 inches long. And I've seen people stack three of them and just fill them with black and white picture frames. And it looks so cool.
That's cool.
But I also love a gallery wall with some, you know, all different kinds of frames. Like you can go from big to medium to small. You can just mix them all up. I love adding objects in a gallery wall where it can be a lot of family pictures and a mirror and an object, and just really mix it up. But I absolutely love a gallery wall. So I'll try to find some inspo pics and put up.
Yeah. I also have a huge bonus room. And on one of the walls, I have three huge pictures of horses that I took when I was in Iceland. And I also like that big statement of like three giant photos on a wall too. So I can post a picture of that this week. And so you can kind of see that too, because that's kind of a cool idea also.
I love that in your house. It looks so good.
Yeah, samesies. Cute. Yep.
Hi, my name is Cara and I'm calling from California. I love you two so much, and I've been listening to you for like 2 years now. I just wanted to start off and say thank you for always brightening my days, and congrats, Tish, on the wedding. That's super exciting. I love hearing what you're watching, and now I'm super obsessed with the Virgin River, so thanks for the rec. I've recently become a big reader thanks to the Livy Library app, and so I'm curious to know if there are any books that you've read that have either changed your life or perspective on something that you would encourage us to read. Love to hear your thoughts. Thank you so much. Bye.
A lot of California stoners this week.
I know. I love it. Okay. So those people that call in and say those things just make my day, because I love our community. I think it's so cute.
It is so cute.
Anyway, I love to read, but unfortunately, you know what? I don't know. I just love love.
I do.
Why? I just think I am a very, I don't know, I love romance. I just do.
Oh, geez. You're so crazy.
I just do. So I read like books like that. Like, but I also like a thriller in there, you know, like I.
Mother, you love to escape reality, not read things that help you deal with it.
I know.
That's your problem.
That is my problem.
I know. There was a time where I was like really into, I hate to call them self-help books, but you know,
that's what they are.
I still love a, like a, I hate calling it self-help
book. You know, like my very favorite one, if it is, then she was looking for that, is The Untethered Soul.
Oh, that is a good one.
It is so good. And it taught me so much. And you know what? I need to go back and read that because it is exactly what you said to me. It's knowing that your brain, that you're talking to yourself at all times. And most of the things that you're saying to yourself is not kind.
Right. That's true.
And kinda it's like changing that. Yeah.
Interesting. It's been a while since I've read stuff like this, but I would say an easy one to start with is, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Brené Brown, but she is an incredible like motivational speaker, and just I'm just obsessed with her. I just think she's fantastic, and she's got several books. The one I read that I really loved is called Braving the Wilderness. She's just so incredible. I would recommend. She's got a live show, I guess, on Netflix where they recorded one of somewhere where she was doing like public speaking or whatever on a topic. And that would be like an easy thing to just go get like a quick intro to Brené Brown to go watch that on Netflix. But anyway, this book, this Braving the Wilderness, basically just kind of talks about like community and, you know, trying to pretend to be somebody you're not to fit into like whatever community is around you, and just really how to lean into like being yourself. And it talks a lot about like getting to a place where like you like yourself enough to be comfortable in your own skin and just be like who you really are and things like that. And so I really liked that book a lot, but she's got so many and I think she's fantastic. There was also, I need to go, you know what? I'm just going to post them on the Instagram because I have so many that are sitting in my rec room. I actually have a whole box of books and I'm going to go pull out some of my favorites and I'll post them for you guys because I know I have some and I'm just not like, I can't think of them off the top of my head, like the names and authors of them, but I will definitely post that because maybe I need to get back into my self-help era. I don't know.
Honestly, maybe I need to redo, because I did it when it first came out, was The Purpose-Driven Life.
I don't know if you need to reread that one.
Really?
I don't know. I think you need to, I think it's like, that's an old book. Like maybe find something a little more like modern. I think you need to try, you should try Brené Brown. I think you'd really like her. They're about to do a big HBO series on her actually. But I read this book that I loved. This one might be it. And I think it's called Influence, but there's a lot of that out there. So don't just Google that. I'll find the exact one I'm thinking of. But it was so fascinating just to read about, it's like a whole book just based on like being aware of all the things that influence us on a daily basis that you don't even think about. And it is fascinating to read this and just think about small things. Like, I remember in one of the chapters, they talked about something as simple as like when you're car shopping, you know, and whatever car you're seeing on the street all the time, like you naturally gravitate towards. It's like just little things like that that you don't even think of. And honestly, it makes a lot of sense. Everyone in my damn neighborhood drives a Jeep Wrangler. And guess what I got? A Jeep Wrangler. Like, it's just so interesting. I'm serious. Absolutely. Like, it really is fascinating. So I'm going to get that too, because that one's like, that's like a kind of an angle not everybody would think of as like a self-help book or topic, but it really is like, it's important to be aware of what's influencing you, because I think we're influenced by a lot of things and don't realize it. And it's important to not be influenced by not good things, you know? So I'll post that one too, because I remember being fascinated by that. Huh. You're hilarious. Are you coming down from your high?
I think so.
You are freaking me.
It seems that way, right?
You're freaking me.
Well, we can fix that.
We got it. Tizzle does. Tizzle needs some self-help.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do. You're scaring me.
Like what?
You're just freaking me.
Me too.
Let's see if Tiz has any baked goods this week.
I think I do, maybe.
A pet gate? Boring. Linen feel disposable guest towels, cloth like paper hand napkins.
Those are a mess at my house at all times. You are so crazy. My biggest pet peeve, a hand towel in a bathroom just pisses me off. Because
why? You wash them.
Yeah, but think if you're having a party and 80 people wash their hands, wipe their hands on that damn nasty towel. You should have disposable. Ew.
No, I'm trying to save the planet. I don't even buy paper towels.
Honestly, I'm so weird about germs now. Like, I just do not want to use a towel after somebody else has used it.
You're so crazy. Yeah. I care about our forests.
Well, I do think these are eco-friendly.
They say that, but I'm not sure they really are. What is this TV wire hider? What wires are you hiding?
Oh, my gosh. So I hung a TV outside, and because I didn't know if I didn't want to keep it there forever, I didn't want to have a plug put in the middle of the outdoor wall because it's stucco. Mm-hmm. But there happened to be an outlet. So, I have the TV and then the wire went to the outlet. My walls on my outdoor house, on my exterior of my house are white. So I got that and put it on myself. It is genius. It was so easy to do. And where it just looked a little sloppy, you don't even notice it now. It looks so good. I cannot believe it. I want to do that everywhere in my house. But that one in particular was just so easy. It stuck on so well. I could not recommend it more.
Wow. Love that.
Mm-hmm. What else did I get?
Boring stuff. Hairspray, Malibu, which we've talked about before, the Malibu hair stuff. Some weird toothbrushes that I think you've also talked about on here
before. The only toothbrush you should ever use, ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll stick with my Waterpik combo toothbrush, thanks.
Oh, boy. I hate those.
It flosses my teeth as I brush. I'm all about efficiency.
Yeah. I just don't like it. If you use the toothbrushes that I'm going to put up on baked goods, you just don't understand how good it cleans your teeth.
Do you
floss?
It's
crazy. No.
You don't, do you? I didn't think
I should. But I swear to God, this toothbrush, honestly, every time I go to the dentist, they tell me how amazingly clean my teeth are.
Is that because they're all fake?
No, but seriously, honestly, this toothbrush, if you use it, it will change your life.
So she says.
It's amazing.
So she says.
Okay, well, I'm going to go.
Oh, okay. See you later, I guess. You're so nuts.
I know.
All right, well, stoners, I love you. I enjoyed this episode.
I feel like I just need to go have a good cry and then I'll be over my emotions.
Should you go put a sad movie on and just bawl it out?
That honestly could send me over the edge. If I watch Bridges of Madison County right now, it would not be okay.
That's your cry movie?
Honestly, at the end of that movie, it affects me every time so bad. I'm an emotional wreck for 3 weeks.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. It's so emotional. It is so good.
Well, Meryl Streep
and Clint Eastwood, it is just, it's everything. She is beautiful in it.
I've never seen it.
I know, and Brandy won't take me to all the bridges in Madison County either.
Take yourself. What did we just talk about?
I guarantee you Dawn will take me.
But you could take yourself,
I know, but that would be cute if me and him went to see all the bridges of
Madison
County.
Can we just circle back to the beginning of the episode's conversation of you're giving power to too much by letting other people determine what you're doing?
You're going
to
have me go alone?
A lot of people travel alone and find it very rewarding. And all I'm saying is, if you die without seeing that bridge, it's because you didn't take yourself, not because somebody else didn't take you, because you could have seen it.
But I have travel anxiety.
Maybe you wouldn't if you traveled alone and overcame the fear. You just remember you used to have living alone anxiety until COVID, and then you had to live alone and you overcame it. Why can't you look at travel the same way you do that? Is you were terrified of that and you overcame it and you actually learned to really like it. It might be the same for traveling.
No, that would make me sad.
How do you know? You've never done it.
That sounds awful.
How do you know you've never done it?
Because I would be so bored.
No, because you would get to go do all the things that you want to do. Whereas
that's
when you travel
true.
With us, you get mad because you don't want to do the activities we're all doing. So you, if you were by yourself, you wouldn't have to deal with any of our dumb activities. You could go do what you want to do.
Yeah, but I'd rather you go do your dumb activities. I go to the bridge and then we meet back at the hotel. Yeah.
That's silly. No.
No. Well, we're going to figure this out.
Take yourself to the bridge, I'm telling you.
No.
Okay, guys, don't be like Tish. Don't be like Tish. Take yourself to the bridge of whatever. I mean, this is a metaphor here. Whatever it is you're waiting for someone to take you to do, take your damn self, because you have the power to get yourself to the places you want to go. Don't give other people that power, because people suck and everyone disappoints you, and you can give yourself all the things that you want. The end. Love you, stoners.
Oh my God. Bye, stoners.
Bye.
Bye. You know, that's the other thing I love is like talking to people about relationships, and I feel like I'd be a good, I don't know.
What? A good what?
I don't know. I'm a great advice giver. I am.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Let's leave that to the professionals.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.